Guiding Stars, Name a Puppy, A Day in the Life of. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes. Dedicate a star this Christmas in memory of a loved one. As Christmas approaches, we would like to send forward readers our best wishes and hope that you can enjoy the festivities with those who are special in your life. Christmas can also be a time when our thoughts turn to those who are no longer with us. It can be especially poignant to share those memories and honour what was important to our loved ones at this time of year. That's why every Christmas at Guide Dogs, we run a very special campaign where a star can be dedicated to the memory of a loved family member, friend, or pet. Those who dedicate a star can take comfort in knowing their loved one's memory has contributed to our work, helping people with sight loss to live the life they choose. Last year's Guiding Stars appeal raised funds for a gorgeous black Labrador puppy, Claws, who's now training with his puppy raiser. Our Guiding Stars pack includes 2 stars, one to keep and one to either post back to Guide Dogs to be displayed on a Christmas tree at one of our offices, or an image of the star with its message can be posted to our online dedication page at www.guidedogs.org.uk/guidingstars. This can be a wonderful way to remember a beloved person, pet or guide dog in this way at this special time of year. Thanks to the beautiful stars we receive and the kind donations included with them, we can continue to transform the lives of people living with sight loss. To find out more, call 0800 953 0113 or visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/guidingstars. Included here is a photograph of black Labrador guide dog puppy, Claws.
Name a Puppy. Scott Mid raises an incredible £295,000 for guide dogs. Our Charity of the Year partnership with ScotMid has finished on a record-breaking high for community fundraising, raising an amazing £295,000. Staff across ScotMid's businesses, ScotMid Co-op, Semichem and Lakes and Dales Co-op and Funerals, held a range of fundraising activities over the 12-month partnership, from collections, raffles and events in store, to bingo nights, car washes, quizzes, boogie-a-thons, and sponsored events and challenges. Guide Dogs would like to say a huge thank you to ScotMid's staff, members and customers who have helped make the partnership a success. A special shout out to our fantastic volunteers who have supported the partnership throughout. Whether you helped us deliver collection boxes and life-size dogs, attended an event, organised a collection or took part in a photo call or filming, we would like to say a huge heartfelt thank you. Thanks to ScotMid, 5 new specialists will be trained to work with people who live with sight loss across the area in which ScotMid operate. This includes 3 new habilitation specialists who work with children and young people affected by vision impairment in Scotland, Northern Ireland and the north of England. 2 new guide dog mobility specialists who train and partner our famous guide dogs will also be trained in Scotland as a result of funds raised by the ScotMid team. These vital roles will enable us to help so many more people to live actively, independently and well, giving them the confidence to get out and about safely, whether that's getting to work or school, to a regular exercise class or to the shops. ScotMid will also fund a new litter of guide dog puppies through our Name a Puppy scheme, securing another generation of future life changers. Thank you to ScotMid for helping us make a real long-term impact to the people in our community living with sight loss. We feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work alongside such a fantastic team. To find out more about workplace fundraising for guide dogs and Name a Puppy, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/name-a-puppy. Included here is a photograph of ScotMid Chief Executive John Brodie with 3 other ScotMid staff members holding a large cardboard bone-shaped sign with £295,000 on it, and kneeling in front of it are 3 guide dogs puppy raisers with their puppies.
Day in the Life. A day in the life of Lucy Richardson, breeding dog well-being technician. Lucy Richardson has the important job of taking care of our guide dog mums and their newborn puppies, the guide dogs of the future. While most pups are born in volunteers' homes, some births happen at our National Centre in Leamington, where Lucy's on hand to support our mums and their new litters throughout their first days and weeks, giving them the very best start in life. Lucy said, "We deal with the day-to-day care of the dogs and puppies. It's the cleaning, health checking, feeding, grooming, environmental enrichment, and everything in between. One morning, I might be working in the whelping block, introducing puppies to play, toys and other new sights, sounds and smells to start socialising them, and carrying out some health checks on a guide dog mum who is due to give birth or about to become pregnant. We want our mums to be nice and healthy to be able to carry their pups, and a health check involves checking over the dog's whole body, starting with the eyes, ears, nose and mouth to ensure any abnormalities are picked up promptly. In the afternoon, I might spend my time in the boarding girls' block, taking adult dogs out into the field to play and run, or grooming them to keep their coats in tip-top condition. What I love most about my job is definitely the whelpings, the process of the guide dog mum giving birth to her pups. Like humans, this can start at any time of the day or night. And the National Centre is open 24/7 so we can provide round-the-clock care for all dogs on site. Before joining Guide Dogs, I worked with volunteers at an animal charity, and then prior to that, I did an animal behaviour and welfare degree at university. I've always wanted to work with animals and for a charity, and I'm now lucky to work alongside a really great team of people, volunteers, and a lovely bunch of dogs and puppies too. As long as you don't mind a bit of cleaning and some unsociable hours, every day's different and that makes it really rewarding. To find out more about Lucy's role, the spotlight page of our website at www.guidedogs.org.uk/blog/topic/careers-spotlight includes a short video about her work, as well as highlighting many other careers at Guide Dogs. Included here is a photograph of Lucy Richardson surrounded by young black and yellow Labradors in one of the National Centre's puppy play areas.